Now, the other thing you don't well comprehend is the nature of Elizabethan grammar. Elizabethan English is very like our own English, and it's particularly like American English, as I've already told you. For instance, you use the word gotten, where I'd use the word got. Shakespeare uses the word gotten. That's one example. You're far closer to Shakespeare in grammatical forms than we are, and also, as I've already told you, in pronunciation. Your pronunciation is far closer to that of Shakespeare than mine is. Remember that. But you don't seem to understand the verb from what I've seen of your papers. For instance, you don't seem to understand the significance of this thou is, thou and thee. Thou and thee are not poetic decorations. They will carry to you overtones of bad poetry, the kind of stuff you write in extreme adolescence, you know, thou, my beloved, art with me, you know, in my heart and so on. This form will remind you also of God, of going to church, where you always address God as thou, out of thine infinite goodness, etc., etc. So you'll inevitably get the wrong impression of these forms. Actually, all they are is the familiar form. In other words, it's a form that you use with somebody with whom you're intimate. And this is paralleled in all the languages of Europe, every single language of Europe except modern English. What we've done in English is to drop the familiar form. Now, in France or in Italy, you use a familiar form with your wife, children, intimate friends. My wife is Italian. So we say to each other, tu. But with outsiders, we say lei, polite form. In France, you say tu. In German, you say du. In Russian, you say te. In all the languages of the world, except Chinese and English, you have a familiar form. We've lost the familiar form. But in Elizabethan England, they had it still, and it had a very special significance. If you're a man and you're going out with a woman, you're buying the woman a drink, and she's calling you, and you call her you, using the polite form. And then suddenly, a moment comes after the seventh martini, or the equivalent thereof, when she suddenly says, thou. And then you get a tremor through your body. Now, this is what thou is about. It's not some bloody, stupid little archaism. It's a real form, and it signifies a relationship. And the changeover, you get it in Shakespeare's from you to thou, a sudden change from you to thou, is a very important and spine-chilling and heartwarming moment. When a servant addresses his master, it'll always be you or your honor or something like that. He'll try and avoid using pronoun like you, as in Malay or in Chinese. You'll always try to use something like your honor or your grace. But the master will always call the servant thou, a familiarity and a slight contempt. Thou can carry overtones of contempt. If you're in the streets of Spain, in a Spanish town, and some drunk, some baracho comes out of a bar and says, tu, Americano, then you've had a big insult thrown at you. If you'd said, usted, Americano, all right, tu, he can be arrested for that. And I've seen Spaniards arrested by policemen for saying tu to a foreign visitor. Now, let's see how this works grammatically. Take a verb like, go, then the form...